Thomas, as if he had your Bible, take the man up, go again to Revelation, chapter 21. Revelation 21. I have for a while been trying to focus on the city that John saw coming down. We have looked at verses down through 1st reading 1 talking about what John is describing. John has talked about the exterior of the city. John has described the expanse of the city. John has also talked about the elegance of the city. I want to look in verses 22 through the rest of this chapter about the exodus of the city. John describes it with some things that will be in heaven. I ask you to bear with me. I am having a difficult fourth day. I have started with some medication that it seemed to make things with my voice a little worse. Bear with me and we'll try to get forward. I realize it is exciting to think about all the things that John has said will be there. I think about walls of jasper, gates of pearl. I think about street of pure gold, and that is exciting to speak about. We have also heard about some things back in verse 4 that John says will not be there. There'll be no sickness and no pain, no sorrows and heartaches and no more death. I say, out of all the things that John is I believe seeing our Savior is the greatest of all. Had he not seen him, yet we love him. But thank God, there will be a day our eyes will behold him. I believe that's the greatest thrill of all. But at the same time, I am excited about these other things, especially what John has said won't be there. But now, John describes this city about some other things that won't be there. Notice, first reading 2, John says, and I saw no temple therein. John tells us there might be a temple in that city. I realized as we ponder about the temple, our minds go back to the original temple built by Solomon. That temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar after the Babylonian captivity. Another temple was built. After that one, Herod built a temple. That was the temple in Jesus' name. The Romans destroyed that one in AD 70. Bible tells us there'll be a temple built in the tribulation. Also, there'll be a biblical temple built. But John says, over there, I saw no temple therein. And he tells us why. He says, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. John is saying, the entire city will be a temple. It dwelt by the presence of God. And his will not have a certain place where we meet with God, but we'll meet with Him everywhere. God's presence will be everywhere over there. We'll not say, well, let's go to the house of God to worship. Because it'll all be the house of God. We'll not say, well, let's go to church. It'll all be a place where we meet with God, and God meets with us. What a day when we're able to look on His face, bow at His feet, worship Him like we desire to worship Him. John says, I saw no temple over there. Secondly, John says that there will be no twilight over there. Verse 23. In the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. John says that it'll death for me, darkness over there. There'll be no need of the sun, moon, or stars. I like the words John used. He said, no need. Those words speak of an absence of necessity. They won't be necessary over there. Why? Because the glory of God and the Lamb are the light of the city. When Jesus was transfigured, the Bible says, Matthew 17, his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. I want to tell you, that is just a glimpse of what it was going to be like in heaven. Thank God there'll be no night. There'll never be a gloomy day or a dark night. Fill them her pain. Shadows causing fear again. I remember when I was a little boy, and I remember camping out with some friends one night. I remember glancing over into the woods. I saw a shadow, and all night long, I kept watching that shadow. I've imagined somebody out there lurking in the shadows. It caused a fear to my young heart. I remember when the sun finally came up and darkness was falling. What I thought was something out there was nothing at all, just a shadow. Thank God all of the things in this life that has caused us fear, caused worry, caused doubts in our heart. Thank God self-vanish in the light of glory. Never to cause fear again. But notice what else John says. First, when he died, John said in the gates of it shall not be shut in all my name, for there shall be no God there. The idea seems to describe the peace, the safety, the security of that city. John says here, there'll never be a time that the gates of there will be shut. They'll always be open and access to go in and out of the city of God. I believe we'll be able to access the new earth. I believe we'll access the new Jerusalem. The gates are always open. John said there'll be no dying over the hair. I want to tell you kind of what I think. This is what I believe. I believe that it is also symbolic. That there will be complete openness over there. I believe it's God here that the mysteries of God will all be revealed. I believe the idea is that all will be open, paid plain over there. I'll be honest with you. I have so many histories about it. I have often said to you, I don't understand so much. I'll be honest, I was at the house earlier this morning, pondering in my mind this verse. I've got to think about life's histories. Thought about Henry. And I thought it's only been a couple of years that the sovereign go home to be the Lord. Thought about how she fought cancer for so long. And now, I thought about Henry, and down even with cancer himself. I don't understand all that. Thought about Preacher Joel and all that he went through and all of the sickness of such a great man of God. I thought, Lord, I don't understand all that. Thought about Stanley. Thought about how he had sickness. The Lord took him home. I thought about Lizzie's dad. Thought about why the Lord would take him home at an early age when she was young. Don't understand that. I went to Kevin and what he's battling now. Thought about the struggles of fighting cancers, and I thought, God, I don't understand all that. Thought about Holly for 5 years battling cancer and sickness such an age that she is. And I sat there this morning, I thought, God, I don't understand all that. But then my mind went to an old song we sing around here. says by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God gather home, we shall tell the story and how we overcome. We'll understand it better by and by. Thank God, I believe when he said that the gates are open, never shut. I believe there's going to come a day God's going to open our understanding. And we'll understand the plan of God, the purpose of God. We'll understand then like we can't understand now why God worked as he did in our life. I don't have all the answers today, but by and by we'll understand it all better. John says there'll be no twilight. There'll never be a shadow to darken our lives again. We'll live in the light of the glory of God and the Lamb forever. Life down here is filled with so many shadows, dangers, troubles and trials. But never again over there. I'll give you the last one quickly and I'm done. John says there'll be no turmoil over there. Our world is in a lot of turmoil today. It seems like everywhere we look, fighting, killing, protesting, angry people facing off with each other. But John says in verse 24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth to bring their glory and honor into it. 1 Corinthians 6, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. That word nations speaks of a multitude of people with the same nature. Thank God over there. There'll be saints of God from all over the world that'll walk in the glory and in the honor of God that day. There'll not be any racial division. There'll not be any national problems. There'll be no more fighting, arguing, killing. There'll be no more turmoil. We'll walk in the light. The glory of God. John closes verse 27. He said, "Verily, to whom wise?" Let me pause a moment. Those words, "who wise," in the Greek, actually form a double negative. John is saying, there will be forever even these things. He said there'll not be anything that defiles that city, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. That reminds me that Jesus said Satan was a liar and the father of lies. There'll be no liars. Be no Satan over there. But then John says, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, who heard written is interesting. They say that word describes a definite action that took place in the past and will last forever. There was a day, my name was written in the Lamb's book of life, and it'll remain there forever and ever. Thank God it'll never be removed. My name is there, and there's nothing Satan can do about it. Forever redeemed. I say in closing, won't it be wonderful there? Thank God there's a place we're headed. There are so many things about life we don't understand. But thank God we'll understand it better by and by when He comes and takes us home. Some thoughts about some things that won't be there in heaven. Brother David, will you hit us up some to sing? There may be a need in a heart. There may be something in your life that you're missing out and needing the touch of God. I invite you to come bow in this altar Let God touch it. Work a work in your heart today.